When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
100% non-anonymous. This is for every parent this morning who's ever sat in the bleachers or on the sidelines trying not to lose their mind.
Yeah.
One mom who we'll call Rebecca reached out and said, my 13-year-old son is on a travel team. Works hard, shows up to every practice, never complains, but the coach almost never puts him in the game. He barely plays. And what kills me is that my son still wants to stay on this stupid team. He just loves being a part of it. And I get that, but I have spent over a couple of $1,000s on this travel league to allow my son to play soccer, not ride the bench.
Right.
As a parent, it's breaking my heart to watch him get passed over week after week. And I'm just so close to going off. I thought about saying something to the coach, just laying it all out there. But my husband keeps telling me, stay out of it. Shame on some of these head coaches and leagues who have no problem taking your money and not playing your child. It feels like a scam to me. This also happened to my sister's kid who plays for the Greece Cobras. So now I'm torn. Do I let my kid keep sitting on the bench because he loves a team? Or do I step in and finally say something because I'm really starting to lose patience here?
She's losing it. She's absolutely losing it.
We'll call this mom Rebecca this morning. But parents, what would you do? Do you let your kids sit the bench because they love the game? Or do you step in and advocate for them?
I think if it's free and it's through the school and that's fine and well, great. Let them ride whatever bench it is that they want to. But if you're paying for it, caught it. We got it. Caught it.
Well, 585-252-9800. I mean, obviously, Travel League, you have way more invested time, money. There's way more effort and energy. And not to mention, if you're playing travel, you had to try out for the league. Therefore, you have to be good enough to make the team. So if he's riding the bench, I understand the parents' frustration. But I'm telling you right now, there are some coaches, they're not having it.
Right.
So you can go and, you know, tell them and give them a piece of your mind, but there is a possibility it might make things worse. What would you guys do? By the way, I know you grew up playing tennis for school, but you never did like a travel league, right?
No. I don't even know if they have that. But I obviously played like soccer and things like that when I was younger, but it was definitely not like a huge deal when it came to me playing or not, because you were so young at the time. I think when you get older,
it was house league,
right?
Yeah, you just try to kill time,
and there's more stake in the game and there's money attached to it
big time.
It really makes a huge difference, and I feel like you shouldn't be wasting your time nor money, and let your child decide what they want to do on their own time on a free league.
Yeah. Well, there's a possibility that her son is just no good. Let's go over to Dave. Good morning, guys. I've been there. My daughter sat the bench for half the season last year. I never said anything. As her father, I wanted to, because it's hard watching your kid get left out, but also it's also hard to know when it's worth stepping in. Right. She wasn't in travel, so I didn't say anything. Good morning, guys. I coach a 14-under softball team, and this drives me nuts. We do give fair play time, but not every coach cares about development. Some just want wins for their own ego. It came in from Joe. I don't know. I doubt it's for their own ego. I mean, like I said, travel sports is a bigger deal than playing house league. It's competitive.
Right.
People invest money. So I get where this mom's frustration is coming from. But like I said, her son may just not be good. Someone's got to say it.
This person says, maybe ask the coach if there's anything he can work on at home to tighten up skills for more playing time. I think that's like an appropriate approach. It's
sure.
not like you're like attacking. It's not like you're like, you need to play my son right now. It's more so like, hey, what can we work on for him to improve?
Listen, I get that. And that's probably your best option is your delivery.
Right.
I've played travel many years. I mean, my father coached for like 30 something years. So I've seen and witnessed this happen where kids aren't getting a lot of playing time.
Right.
And my father was always confronted.
Right.
But he always handled it in a way. He's like, listen, here's the situation with your kid. Here's what they could be doing better.
Sure.
And a lot of times they either do it or they don't.
Right. And that's up to them to decide whether they want to improve their skills or not. I think it's when kids or parents are working with kids get frustrated when they are putting in the work off the field and it's still not clicking. And then that's when you have to face the hard reality of, hey, is this like actually for me or should I try something else?
Right. Hey, Moose and Breezy, Chrissy from Webster here. I've got the same problem as Rebecca. My son's on a travel soccer team. We've spent thousands during the season, but he barely gets any playing time. Loves the game and works hard, but the coach just doesn't put him in. I'm about ready to say something too. Parents paying this much deserve better.
Well, that's not the reality from a coach weighing in. This person says, as a coach, I'm putting the best people on the field. The goal is to win. I have no problem with parents asking me what their child needs to work on, but if you're nagging me about playing time, you're hurting your kids' playing time even more. But I've also only coached high schoolers and up. So if we're talking a rec league, maybe this might be a little bit of a different situation.
Yeah. I mean, and that's kind of what we were saying too. You depending on how you handle this, there are some coaches that are going to be like, yeah, okay, here's what you need to do. And some coaches are like, you just screwed yourself. Now he rides the bench the rest of the season. Mike says, yeah, sure, the mom is upset and we get that, but maybe her kid isn't that good. And I'm not trying to be mean, but sometimes you have to earn your spot, and that's life. It's sports. We don't get trophies just for paying the league the fee that's required to play.
You know, this happens with Patrice a lot because obviously she coaches softball, and she'll be like so annoyed that parents are—
That's right. Your girlfriend coaches—
Coming up to her, and she's like, we're in the middle of something right now. Like,
yeah, I understand.
We have time and place. Please.
I want to hear from one more coach weighing in who says parents get upset all the time. And I just tell them playing time comes with hard work. We are building a good team here. I explain clearly to them what the player needs to improve on to earn more minutes. And most of the time, they're not listening. So, yeah, your kid will continue to ride the bench. To the parents pacing on the sidelines while your wallets bleed, we want you to know that you're heard.
No, literally.
Yeah, because honestly, your child is either going to be the next big thing or just someone who's really, really good at tying their cleats.
Right.
So whether you speak up or not, just know you're not crazy for being frustrated. That also is understandable. Yeah. It's PXY Mornings. We're going to take a quick break. You got Moose and Breezy.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
I want to make your first.
All right, families in New York State, listen up because there might be some financial aid coming your way. Just yesterday, the New York State Commissioner of Child and Family Services announced a significant new spending plan aimed to bolster services for children, families, and communities across New York State. Dr. Dima Harris Madden, Commissioner of State Office of Child and Family Services, unveiled the plan in Rochester, highlighting the state's commitment to protecting the most vulnerable of residents here in our area. The plan included $400 million to be increased in the state funding for children and services, family services, excuse me. And that would have a substantial investment for people who are on welfare or food stamps. Obviously, with everything happening in the world, a lot of those aids are being taken away from like a government standpoint. But here in New York State, they're just kind of ramping it up to offset what's happening in other places in our country. So I guess you can take comfort knowing like you're in New York and they have your back. If you do get yourself in a bind and you do need to utilize these services, because let's be honest, being a parent and having kids, I mean, one, let alone eight, is beyond expensive and it adds up quickly. So,
you know, as a single guy, I feel like I need to utilize these services.
No, fully.
It's tough in these streets, you guys. I don't have to tell you. You know, some of you got seven kids.
I know. It's crazy.
Thanks, Breeze. Coming up on the show, something happened at work yesterday that honestly, I don't know how to feel about it. It involves one of our coworkers in a dumpster. Not one of our coworkers in a dumpster, a coworker plus a dumpster.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm going to say about that for now. Is this classy or trashy? We'll talk about it right after the break. PXY Mornings.
PXY is free. Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And always will be.
Is this trashy or classy? Because what happened yesterday in the building has the entire staff, I don't know, I would say laughing out loud. I was.
You literally told everyone.
I know, and he heard me doing it too, which got me in a lot of trouble. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. So picture this. Yesterday morning, Scott Spisano strolls into work. And I'm watching him from the window, and he gets out of his vehicle, he opens the trunk, and he starts pulling out giant hefty trash bags, the 42-gallon outdoor trash bags.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting to see what he brought from home. What's in the bag? So I go into the lobby, try to be polite. I open the door for him so he can come in. And here he comes dragging these trash bags up the sidewalk. They look heavy, by the way. And I said, what are you doing? What's in the bags? And he says, I got to get rid of a couple things, and proceeds to walk past me to the dumpsters in the back of the building.
What?
This guy brought his trash from home to throw out at the radio station.
Unbelievable.
He goes, yeah, I miss trash day, and I have to make room for my daughter's birthday party this weekend. So he took all his trash from home, loaded it into his car, and then drove it into work to empty it out. Now, mind you, this man lives 25 minutes away. He passed a dozen dumpsters to get here.
I know, but that's public. That's not public dumping.
A handful of gas stations he was still adamant about throwing his garbage in the station dumpsters. In his defense, he says it's all going in the same place.
That is true.
Is bringing your household garbage to work, is it trashy? 585-252-9800. And I told him straight to his face yesterday. I said, Scott,
after you got caught,
I know
about him behind his back.
This was outside. I said, listen, you know I love you, but this is pure trailer park trash behavior. He goes, let me tell you something. When you have to start paying for garbage removal, then you can come and talk to me.
I mean, he's not wrong. He's not wrong.
I said, so this is every Wednesday morning now, or you're just going to load your car with trash and drive it into work?
Well, in his defense, he's getting ready for they're having a huge party. They honestly almost hired me to come. So the party's going to be massive.
For what? His daughter's sixth birthday party.
She's six?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. She's her sixth birthday party.
Hello, PXY.
Good morning, guys. Carmen, what's happening?
Hey, what's
Hi,
up, Carmen?
What up?
Classy or trashy?
Oh, classy. I did this for about a year and saved a significant amount of money on my garbage.
Wait, where were you dropping it off at?
I was at a job site for a year, and they had one of those big 900-gallon, you know, those big whatever the heck they are.
Yeah.
And I would just bring my home garbage there and just toss it every single day for a year.
Honestly?
Finally they stopped me. Not because they stopped me, but because they removed that dumpster. Otherwise, I would still be doing it.
So you were basically, you were driving to the landfill. I mean,
essentially, yeah.
Well, how far out of the way was that?
It was on the way to work. I was working at a construction site.
Fair enough.
I don't
know. Honestly, I'm Team Scott and I'm Team Carmen.
You know what?
You're always Team Carmen.
I know.
Yeah, that's why I love her.
Oh, yeah.
So the thing is, even when you have like your garbage day pickup and then your next day your dog does poopies.
Yes.
And you put it in a bag, you put it in the neighbor's garbage because their garbage hasn't been picked up yet.
We have had this debate on the show many a time, and a lot of people have called us in the past and said that is illegal. You can't
do that.
Dump
dude.
Into somebody
else. No way that's illegal.
It is. Listen,
I used to do it.
You wouldn't believe it, but I used to do it all the time too. In California, when I was walking my roommate's dog, I used to take its little poopies and just throw them in the neighbor's trash can. And one guy came running out of his house one morning. I thought he was going to shoot me.
Oh.
Well, what you do is you lift the can up just enough to get the poopies inside. And there's no noise when the lid closes.
Yeah.
All right, got it. Thank you so much, Carmen, for the call.
Yes.
Okay, your team Scott.
Whatever you do on your time is on your own. I'm honestly also team Scott because, listen, there's nothing more infuriating than taking garbage out, whether that be you're going to the dump or the garbage truck is coming and you have more garbage that is accumulating 2 seconds later. Like, I hate that.
But
I hate it.
It's Scott's problem, though, because for as many years as I've known him, his head is in the clouds. And so I can see it's his fault why he's missing trash day. And also, how much do people pay for trash pickup? What is it, $35 a month or something? I don't know. I've never had to pay it. Mark says, honestly, can't hate on Scott. I think it's smart. Gas prices are insane. If you're already driving to work, bring the garbage with you. Let's go over to the phones. Hi, Peak Sweat. Who's this?
What up, Moose and Breezy? It's Matt.
Matt. What's up, buddy? Go ahead. You're live.
So trashy. And I love the fact he was talking about it on his show this morning. Which is even better.
I love it.
And here's a few thoughts. One, take your trash out the night before. Come on. You've been doing it for years, okay? Secondly, if you're going to do something so shameful, don't bring it to your place of work, even if you're the face of the place.
Do you think that he's the face of Odyssey?
No, I'm more of a you and Breezy fan, but I definitely wouldn't be the figurehead of Scott Fasano being known as the guy who brings my trash from home to the radio station.
Yeah, dude, he loaded up his trunk. He loaded
over 30 years building a beautiful career, and he just kind of diminished it with this one trash drop-off.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
I would have thought he had somebody bring his trash for him or, like, have somebody else do that. I wouldn't walk through the lobby and be like, hey, Moose, hey, Breezy, just dumping all my trash. I mean, at first it sounded like a dead body because he was like, oh, nothing. Nothing's in the bag.
No, he was a little sketchy.
And you're just like, what's in the bag?
Yeah.
What's in the bag?
He did tell me that I was the last person he wanted to see because he knew I would do exactly what I'm doing
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate you.
Love you, Matt.
And I'll go over to one person says, hey, guys, our HR had sent out an email last summer because someone kept dumping their cat litter in the work dumpster every week. And it made the whole parking lot smell like death.
Ew.
Like, he's texting me right now. Spizzano's texting. He goes, are you guys talking about me right in your show? Really? Yes, we are.
98 PXY. Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.